This is Wes Archer,
director of Crepes of Wrath.
This is George Meyer, one of the writers of the episode. And it was my first Simpsons episode that I got a credit on. And there you see the chalkboard slogan, which started out being a kind of a delightful thing for us, and after many hundreds of episodes became a little bit of a chore trying to come up with fresh new ones. And that task eventually fell to the newest writers on the staff.
Oh boy. This was my, I think, fourth episode to direct, aside from one act in a Halloween episode.
I always wondered where that radioactive rod went that Homer throws out.
I think it goes into the gutter.
Goes into the gutter and
carried out to sea.
I assume it causes problems somewhere, but we never really know.
Swallowed by the three-eyed fish, Blinky.
No doubt. I always like the way Homer waved his arms here, too.
I don't know how many couch gags there were first season. I think there were five or six different ones.
I believe this episode was inspired by the French movie Manon of the Spring, which I have not seen, but which is, I guess, not a prerequisite for writing a spoof of it.
Look at this mess. I told that boy a billion times.
Milton Gray also directed on this episode.
I had been out in Colorado at the time and had been working on a movie for David Letterman when they called me up and asked me if I'd like to work on a new series that they were doing based on the Tracy Ullman shorts. And I agreed to come out and punch up some of the scripts, meaning throw in some jokes, in October of 89. And I really liked the process, and before I knew it, I was working on the show full time.
Dad! Homer, what happened?
The boy. Bring me the boy.
The low angle on Homer's face was always difficult to animate because the mouth animation was different from the regular mouth charts. Bart's room is, of course, filled with props.
Yeah, as writers, we never really gave too much thought to how complicated the props would be, but the animators were tormented by that.
People, people, no roughhousing on the monkey bars. You there, tuck in your shirt. Watch it. I saw that.
You certainly have done awfully well for yourself, Spanky.
Mother, please don't call me Spanky on school grounds.
Wow, a cherry bomb.
What does a cherry bomb look like?
Watch out, Bart. It's Skinner.
That looks like the woods we used to light off.
Good morning, Mr. Skinner.
Morning, boys.
Why haven't you introduced me to any of
your— This is the first time we saw Skinner's mom?
I think it might have been, yeah.
Well, all right, Mother, I would like you to meet Milhouse.
Yeah, Milhouse was Richard. His design was taken directly from a Matt Groening sketch.
Is this the Bart Simpson you're always talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Skinner's voice got much more gravelly and menacing over the years. She's actually almost pleasant there.
Yeah.
So you're gonna—
She became a real battle axe later.
I got a weakness for the classics.
She's almost like a storybook lady there.
Little girl's room.
Okay, Mother.
This was a real tour de force, this little section here. This is what I realized what you could really get away with in animation. The way she blasts off the toilet is just a thing of beauty.
It's always fun drawing restrooms.
How many times do I have to fluff your pillow?
Actually, I was wondering if you could make me a grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, okay.
Make sure it's squished
flat. That beer can looks kind of funny there.
Yeah.
And maybe some of those little wieners that come in a can. Oh, and some fruit cocktail.
Brown beer.
And heavy syrup.
This was a nice scene to animate. There's nothing going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, this actually is one of the longest and talkiest scenes, I think, in Simpsons history.
Principal Skinner.
We would never really do a scene like that these days. Both the writers and the audience, I think, have a much shorter attention span. But the whole point of this sequence was to just get Bart sent to this foreign exchange program in France. And it plays itself out in its slow, languorous way.
Girls' laboratory making use of the facilities.
Oh, dear.
Mr. and Mrs. Simpson, we have transcended incorrigible. I don't think suspension or expulsion will do the trick. I think it behooves us all to consider...
They're still really establishing the relationship between Bart and Skinner.
Yeah, and the fact that Homer...
A lot of viewers hadn't really seen it, a lot of it.
Right. And Homer's remaining prone on the couch while the fate of his son is being discussed, I thought, was kind of a harbinger of the way his parental duties would be carried out later on.
3 months studying far, far away.
Sounds great. Although a kid can't learn much in just 3 months.
Homer, you didn't even ask where Bart would be going.
Actually, he'd be staying in France, in a lovely chateau in the heart of the wine country.
But Bart doesn't speak French.
He kind of produces that picture from some mysterious pocket, cartoon style.
Yeah, we can't quite harken back to the old Warner Brothers pull it out of thin air, but we can have characters pull things out of pants pockets and coat pockets that, you know, would never conceivably be carried around there. You would be getting in Albania. So there's, you know, there's, you could still get by with a bit of a cheat.
We also were trying to figure out which country this foreign exchange student should come from who was swapped for Bart. And we came up with Albania just because we hadn't seen a lot of uses of it, and also because John Belushi was Albanian and we liked him. But again, we knew almost nothing about the country and couldn't even think of a good name for the kid. So we named him, his last name is H-O-X-H-A, which I still don't know how to pronounce. And that was happened to be the last name of the president of Albania at the time.
Is Albania still a country?
I believe it is.
Springfield Airport.
Goodbye, my special...
My special little guy is one of the sweet terms of endearment that Marge uses. And I think it's really a nice thing to see.
Yeah, she's used that quite a bit, I think, now.
Always remember that you're representing
your country. Didn't you keep using that after subsequent shows?
Yeah.
Okay, Dad.
Is one of you going to be on the charter flight?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Come along.
Bye. That's a little cartoony there.
There's a lot of background designs for this show.
I believe that's real Albanian, and we started early on trying to get the actual language if we could at Sam Simon's instigation. He was really big on research and getting things right, and I'll always be grateful to him for that.
Yeah, we had to research a certain airport in France for that shot and for these shots.
It's me, Bart Simpson.
Okay, kid, let's go.
Hey!
These are, of course, all taken from famous paintings.
Yeah, it was a good thing that we started to do references to things just in a throwaway sense. You have the Maurice Chevalier song, Louise, in there, and the paintings.
Currency is called the lek.
You gotta be kidding. The lek.
And the national flag is a two-headed eagle on a red.
That was sort of our process, too, just looking through the almanac and finding out a few facts about this country. I love that logo on the plane.
Welcome to your new home.
Escape is impossible.
My name is César. This is my nephew, Huguenin. You may find life here at the chateau hard. But if you shut up and do exactly what we say, the time will pass more quickly.
He's right, you know.
I think that's the longest nose in Simpson character design
history. I was going to say, yeah, that's a pretty wild one.
Mother?
And they were just unrelievedly harsh taskmasters, yes, these guys. It never was good for one moment when they were in France.
And you must be my new father, Homer.
Affectionate little Albanian, isn't he?
César, regarde, nous sommes riches.
Real French. Nothing but the best for our viewers.
Regarde, Maurice. Un peu chapeau rouge pour toi.
Hey, come on, guys. Quit being so grabby. Sorry, man. Be my guest.
You may find his accent peculiar. Certain aspects
the
of his
foreground element sliding concern. Out.
Perhaps even offensive.
Yes.
But
I always like that technique.
To you the benefit of the doubt.
The whole thing about being really close on faces like that is you don't have to draw as much background behind it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Thank you, Principal Skinner. Thank you, fellow students. Although I have only been in your country a few days, I have already found Americans to be most...
I always like the design of Adil's hair, kind of like a mohawk.
Yeah, and the acting on Adil was also really good. He had his kind of shifty eyes and darting glances, and he's clearly up to something.
Hiya, boy. My grapes are waiting for their water.
How can you defend a country where 5% of the people control 95%
of the... Yeah, there's always a dinner scene in these old shows where they're eating mush.
They can worship any way they want.
Cannot.
Can too.
Yeah, it's really hard to get specific food items. You know, a lot of times you can tell if it's a pork chop or something like that, but the rest of it just tends to look like little piles of goop.
Your father is right. We should not fight. Friends?
Well, okay.
Well, now that that's settled, I'll just clear the dishes.
No, no, Mrs. Simpson.
A great thing about animation is that you can have a story like this, which is pretty sprawling, and just tell it in quick elliptical terms, and it's plausible.
We've always blamed ourselves. Yeah, when you think about it, it's such a ridiculous story.
Well, to switch kids on an average sitcom and have it work would be a real task for the writers.
Just jealous. She'll get over it.
Yeah, it's one of the advantages of cartoons.
Homer.
Just kidding.
I think the animation was starting to really come into its own around this episode.
Yeah, I think there was some really nice work with shadows, and there was, like, that donkey is really cool looking.
Well, this is the last episode of the first season.
So were the animators really tired and trying to give it one last big flourish?
Yeah, we were all behind schedule.
Nice and cozy, Adil.
Yes, thank you.
Looks really solid, though.
Look, Adil, you can call me Dad.
All right, Dad.
The gun is the floaty kind of movement from the first few episodes.
Do you think I could come visit you at the nuclear power plant?
You want to see where I work?
Oh, yes.
My friend Jim Downey, who I used to work with at Letterman and Saturday Night Live, used to tend his fingers and say that excellent thing.
But sure,
and I'll be honest, we did crib it from Jim Downey.
That Burns had done that previously, too.
Drop it in the bucket.
Oh, is that right?
Now you do it. Very good. Now do it a million times.
See these? American donuts.
I spent a lot of time drawing these donuts.
And raspberry filled. Now how's that for freedom of choice?
They're very nice donuts, Wes.
Thank you. Do you think I might see your plutonium isolation module?
Maybe. Hold on a second.
This isn't too far-fetched.
This is
a young child is a nuclear spy.
Yeah, over in Sector 12.
Sector 12?
Third floor, by the candy machines.
Oh, that's Sector 12. Come along, Adil.
Ungrateful swine!
Bart really just can't catch a break in this whole section here.
This is how you repay us!
You little chatterbug.
The nuclear plant tends to not have many people around, and at night it seems to just close down entirely, which is not the case with most nuclear plants, I would say.
Stupid grapes. Bunch of creeps. I hate France.
I sure have taken a shine to little Adil.
Well, he sure makes life a lot easier around here. You have to admit that.
Well, okay, I will. If you admit you love Bart.
Okay.
The pillow talk scenes like this one were kind of encouraged by Jim Brooks. And I think they were a really good thing to use for exposition and also just for kind of intimacy and sweetness. At the time, fax machine seemed kind of magical to us.
Yeah. Yeah, that was sort of an old-fashioned radio and fax machine there. Tried to get a lot of acting here, the thought process of Bart.
I guess you're just yeah, this was really the first time I really felt emotion for one of the characters in the show. I just thought that Bart's situation was so dire, and Nancy's performance was really good, and just the way he's rendered really tugs at your heartstrings.
Yeah, the ripped clothes and shadow, with a little extra line under the eye to make him tired.
Yeah, at the time, I have to admit that all of that subtlety was eluding me. I was just so blown away by the idea I was working on a cartoon show. But like that little halo behind the candle, I know how hard that is to get right now.
Ah, je crois que ça va être notre meilleur cuvée.
Mais la vanne a fermenté que trois jours.
As I recall, the idea for this scheme of César and Ugolin came from a real-life scandal in which small amounts of antifreeze were found in wine. I don't think the people put it in there intentionally. That was our flourish, but the idea of that good French vintners would be pouring large quantities of antifreeze into their bottles was silly, but we thought it was kind of funny.
Bart, come here.
Regarde, je te parie que ça va même pas le rendre aveugle. Drink this.
Oh, no thanks, sir.
Do not worry. This is France. It is customary for children to take a little wine now and then.
Yeah, but it's got antifreeze in there.
Drink it!
This is kind of a dark edge.
Yeah,
they're perhaps going to blind a small child.
Va nous chercher une caisse d'antifreeze au magasin.
Mais il pleut. Est-ce qu'on peut attendre à faire le lendemain?
On a déjà perdu trois jours.
Alors, envoie le garçon.
Oh. Oh, Bart.
That's a really nice effect there, that running ink. We became sign happy as the show progressed, and we would never just do a restaurant called La Rotisserie. We would always have to have some kind of joke, which usually takes us hours to think of.
I don't want a piece of candy. I need your help.
And Milt Gray directed this part. It turned out really well.
Come on, mister. Can you help me?
I like the way Bart's hair points look.
Oh, forget it.
The part with wet hair.
So stupid. Anybody could have learned this dumb language by now. Here I've listened to nothing but French for the past 2 mois. Et je ne sais pas un mot. Eh? Mais je parle français maintenant. Incroyable!
I buy it. I hope you do, too. Bart seemed to forget his French over the years. It didn't really come up that much after this.
Oh. Once he moves back to America.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, Homer. What's that?
Oh, just some blueprints Adil wanted. I'm telling you, he's such a curious little Dickens. I bet he could build a nuclear power plant if he wanted to.
All right, Sparrow. We know you're in there. We'll give you 1 minute to surrender.
Oh, my.
This is the big scene of at the end.
Trouble in the neighborhood.
I was really proud of the way it turned out.
Let's check it out.
The cops show up. It's kind of a difficult Well, sir, staging predicament where they see him up in the treehouse and
through the use of radio triangulation, we tracked him to exactly this point.
It worked out pretty well.
That's all I can tell you. All right. Well, the name of
also the bullhorn that he's using is actually used in recording his lines. It's not an effect. He actually is speaking into a bullhorn at the microphone. It was a little unclear there what happened with Ideal's microphone. He just seemed to drop it in an inopportune moment. Perhaps we could have thought of a better way for him
really
to
difficult.
Give himself
but it worked.
Away. But
you know, it worked. People got the point.
So he's going to prison. Here's that crazy logo again.
We've arranged an exchange for one of our own men caught in Albania.
Yeah, that's from the Albanian flag.
We meet again.
Yes. Sometimes I think I am getting too old for this game.
Okay, kids. Let's hurry it up.
Goodbye, Simpsons. Thank you for your hospitality. I hope this experience will not sour you on the student exchange program.
I like that line. It's a subtle line, but I thought it was really funny.
Goodbye, Adil. I'll send you those civil defense plans you wanted.
Air France flight 1988, Paris to Springfield, is now arriving.
Yep, he's been to France, all right.
Hey, where's the big guy?
He means me. Hey, boy.
Hey, Homer. He brought us gifts. His first unselfish act. So basically,
I think those voices were dubbed in later.
Bart, I have something to say that's going to bother me if I don't say it. It's good to see you.
Same here.
I'd love a glass of that wine Bart brought us.
Sorry,
that's Marge's first interest in wine in the series, and she later had a problem with it.
Maggie floating on the balloon is the last minute touch.
Very nice.